What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You never know what's going to happen, man. The NFL, despite really what seemed like a consensus that the tush push would get banned, is not banning the tush push. The tush push is here to stay. Obviously, this was a Green Bay rule proposal, a Green Bay rule change, and it's going to be really interesting to see kind of how they react to this. To help us get ready to discuss it is Pete Doherty, joining us from Green Bay, Wisconsin, covers the Packers, obviously, for the USA Today Network. Pete, how you doing, man? Thanks for the time.
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
The plan was to kind of just focus on Green Bay's offseason and how they've gotten better, but obviously we got some major news that started from, you know, the Packers wanting to change this rule. What do you think the reaction is for the Packers' brain trust after this doesn't pass?
So I didn't see it earlier this morning and haven't been online for a while, so I take it that's broken fairly recently, like in the last hour or so?
In the last 20 minutes. 10 minutes, yeah.
Okay. I know, from what I've heard, their head coach, Matt LaFleur, didn't like the tush push, and I'm not sure about other people in the organization. You get the sense Mark Murphy, their president, didn't either. But I think the league was also behind this. And, you know, I think the league encouraged the Packers to, you know, come forth with that proposal. I think it's something the league wants. I'm a little surprised it didn't pass because it sounds like they, you know, were pushing hard to try to get it to pass. So they obviously couldn't twist enough arms to do it. I don't know if the Packers will be, you know, moderately disappointed or more so. I was never real sure how strongly they felt about it and how strongly it was a league push, trying to get them to be the ones behind it, if it was more of a league thing than a Packers thing. So I don't know what they think of it, but I'm surprised. I thought for sure it was going to get banned.
You know, I just think the league needs to just enforce your rules and go back to the stop pushing that players, and that will stop the whole deal.
Yeah, I'm an old guy, so I grew up, you know, in the 70s and 80s with, that you couldn't push anybody anywhere. You couldn't push a ball carrier anywhere. I don't have super strong feelings about it. I don't really like it. I don't think it's a real football play.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, I'd say, you know, probably ban it. But I can't say that I consider it an abomination or anything like that. But if it were up to me, I'd I'd say, yeah, just, you know, no pushing the ball carrier anywhere on the field.
There you go.
Yeah, that used to be the rule. It should be the rule. And I honestly really think where Green Bay messed up is in the initial rule proposal at the owners' meetings in March. They wrote that thing so specifically towards the Eagles that I think it made this, like, I think Philly then played it. The league is out to get the Eagles. And I think that's why they were able to kind of rally some support. I think it should have just been reinstating the old rule of you can't push or pull the ball carrier, to your point.
Yeah, that could be. You know, I think that's a pretty good point. I do. My guess is the league is the one behind the actual written proposal. I strongly suspect the league gave them, hey, you know, word it like this. And so that might be a league mistake is more so than a Packers mistake. I could be wrong on that, but that's the sense I'm getting. I haven't, you know, looked real hard into asking people in the organization about it.
Sure. Talking with Pete Daugherty here, covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette and the USA Today Network all over Wisconsin. You can follow Pete at Pete Daugherty, D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. All right, beyond, you know, the tush push, Washington comes to Lambeau week two, and that's a hell of a matchup between two star young quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't want to say it was... How did Packers fans feel about last year? Was that a disappointment-ish?
Yeah, just because expectations got so high. You know, the first Love's first year as a starter was the year before, and the first half of the season went pretty poorly, and he was really up and down. But the second half of the season, I mean, he played it. If he played a full season at that level, he's probably MVP. I think he had like 20 or 21 touchdown passes and maybe two or three interceptions in the final, I think, eight or nine. And they just, you know, and they played so well in the playoffs. They just blew Dallas off the field and took San Francisco to the final minute in the divisional round. And so I think that set expectations really high. You know, young starting quarterbacks, and Washington might run into this, you know, that second year as a starter, you know, everybody expects this really big jump. I think more often than not, it's really up and down because teams now have a full season of tape, you know, defensive coordinators to work off of. You know, we saw it with C.J. Stroud last year. I mean, he was really impressive as a rookie, and he was like Love last season. He was up and down, and Houston's performance was up and down with him. You know, Daniels, it just seemed like whenever – I didn't see Washington a lot last year, but it just seemed like in the few games where I saw parts of the game, if at the end, if they needed a score, it seemed like he got it for them. So, it just looks like he's going to be really good. But there could be more ups and downs this season than people are expecting. And, you know, the growth with these guys is not linear. And, you know, that second season as a starter can be tough because those – like I said, those coordinators have – all off season to watch, you know, every play of every game and figure out some things that might bother them.
But like sometimes it's not necessarily all on the quarterback. Would you consider all the problems that the Packers had last year more about the quarterback, or did the defense take a step back as well?
You know, the defense was fine, especially the second half of the season. You know, they got a new coordinator and they ended up being better than they've been the last few years. The receivers, they had a young receiving core, and things looked really promising after that season 2 years ago. And then last year, they really underachieved. I think they were third in the league in drops, and they were drops, you know, third downs, red zone. They were really costly drops. And, you know, Love did. He hurt his knee in the first game. Yeah. He was noticeably slowed for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. And then after that, he looked fine running, but I suspect it affected his throwing somewhat. You know, I think those MCL tear like that doesn't really heal until, until he has some time off in the off season. So that was part of it too. But, you know, Love just, quarterbacks, everybody's got to play hurt in this league. And he was more up and down than I'm sure he of the Packers thought he would be. And this is the third year when you're a starter. The third year starter, Mike Holmgren, I remember him telling me this multiple times. That third year as a starter is when you really know what you got with a quarterback. And so this is a huge season for him. And Aaron Rodgers in his third season, that's the year the Packers won the Super Bowl. So Not saying that Love has to do that to be a successful quarterback, but this is a big season for him and for the Packers to find out what they really have in him.
And, I mean, Love has been really good when he's been on the field the last 2 years. I mean, the last two seasons, you're talking about 57 touchdowns to 22 picks, something like that, about 3-1 ratio, able to use his legs. We are talking with Pete Daugherty, covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette. What have been the biggest changes this offseason? You mentioned that the Pack didn't feel like they were getting enough from their receiving core. Who's my man that was always seemed to be hurt? Watson?
Watson, yeah.
Yeah, he's a really talented guy, but he's been hurt. He's 3 years in now, and he has missed a lot of games. He's had to leave games, and he tore his ACL, and I think it was either the regular season finale or second to last game. I think it was the last game in the regular season. He tore his ACL, so, you know, he's not going to even be playing in games until probably mid-November at the earliest, and then it takes a while to get into game shape, and yep. So I don't know how much he's going to contribute to them this year anyway. You know, they drafted a receiver in the first and third rounds, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams. And I don't think they went into the draft thinking they were going to be taking receivers with two of their first three picks. But with the way things fell and the way their board stacked, they had no qualms about doing it, you know, especially after, you know, the receivers underachieving last year and Watson's injury. And I do know, you know, Ron Wolf has said since he retired years ago that maybe his biggest regret was not giving Brett Favre more weapons to work with. And Brian Gutekunst, you know, he was a scout under Wolf, so he certainly would have heard that message. And so I wonder if, you know, that was part of the thinking too. I don't think, like I said, I don't think they went into this draft, you know, planning or hoping to draft two receivers in the first three picks, but like I said, they had no qualms about doing it if that's what their board dictated. And you know, we'll see how much those guys can help them as rookies.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, when you just look at the metrics of the Packers, it shows how well run that organization is, and I think what a great job Matt LaFleur has done since he took over up there. They're top 10 in every main metric for offense and defense. And they finished, 11-6, and they lost in the playoffs. Like, what does Green Bay have in LaFleur? It seems like a really good kind of mix of strategic coach, X's and O's, and just, like, the personal side of things.
Yeah, he does seem to be a good play caller and have a good feel for you know, as player, you know, for what his guys can and can't do well. And it does seem like he's good working with players. I mean, when he first got the job, he had one really, you know, head coaches have to do a lot of things. They set the tone for the organization, that, you know, all of that stuff with the players. You know, they take on the coach's personality, a team does to some extent. But the biggest thing he had to do those first couple of years was work with a very difficult, really talented, but difficult to manage quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
And he did that really. He met Rodgers more than halfway. He tweaked that Shanahan system. You know, like audibles are not a big part of that system. They have cans where they can change. You know, they have a couple different calls when they go to the line of scrimmage, but there wasn't a lot of pure audibling in that offense where you could just completely change a play. And LaFleur let Rodgers do a lot of that, and they incorporated that in the offense, you know, from the start. So he met him way more than halfway, and you know, Rodgers won two MVPs after having a couple tough years. So I think he managed that really well, and Love has developed well. You know, like I said, we'll see what they really have this year, but you know, I think you got to give LaFleur, you know, at least some of the credit for Love's development too. So it does seem like he has some. You know, he's good at managing players, and he's also good at, you know, working with quarterbacks and calling offenses.
I know this league has gone away from running backs, but you all have a very good one in Josh Jacobs. And how much can he take some of the pressure off of Love to have to produce so much?
Yeah, it's going to be a big part of their offense. You know, they signed a guard in free agency, which was kind of unexpected, and they're moving Elgton Jenkins from guard to center. They're trying to get bigger on the offensive line. You know, you can tell that they want the running game to be a big part of their offense. And it was last year too. And Jacobs is a real physical runner between the tackles. And I think they're going to ride him quite a bit this year. And, you know, how you guys know that from when Shanahan was out there, how the run game is married to the pass game and they want it all to look the same. And yeah, I think they're going to be one of those teams. I suspect that's, you know, there aren't many teams that are right around 50% run pass in the league anymore. I think it's usually only anywhere from like 1 to 3 or 4 per year for the last few years. And I suspect they'll be there's a pretty good chance they'll be one of those teams.
Talking with Pete Daugherty here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Pete's work at Pete Daugherty. He is a Packers columnist for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Pete, kind of off the field, but obviously you guys just had the NFL draft there in Green Bay. And I've traveled up there and covered some games, and it's a relatively small city for that many people to come to town. How was the draft received, and maybe even on a personal line, like how much did you enjoy it?
Yeah, that it was interesting. You know, I figured going in that the league wouldn't have, you know, that's been through enough drafts now in these host cities where it could, it knows whether there's enough infrastructure there to do it. So I didn't think the league would give Green Bay the draft if it didn't think it could do it. But I thought it would really stretch the city to its limits, you know, because it's only a city of 100-some thousand, and then you throw in the suburbs, I think it's probably, you know, 175 to 200. But it turned out it did not overwhelm the city at all. Almost everything, all the people were all over by where the stadium is on the west side of town. I had to go downtown each of those days for, you know, personal reasons, and it was no different downtown than it would have been on a normal weekday, you know, Thursday and Friday. I think it came off really, I was surprised. It was basically going over by the stadium. I thought the traffic was going to be miserable, but it was just, it was no worse and maybe even not quite as bad as on a game day. And, you know, game day, they really have it down to a science getting in and out. So it's, you know, it's, game days even aren't really that bad. It went over much better than, and much, much easier than I thought it was going to. It did not overwhelm the town. And I think it went well enough that, you know, Green Bay wants to host it again. And you get the sense the league was really happy with how it went, but it's probably going to be 15 or 20 years. Cause I think teams are lining up to host it. So, you know, they've got a lot of cities that haven't done it yet.
Yeah. They got to come through DC.
Yeah. They're coming here. I think folks here are really excited, and I think it should be pretty darn cool. The visuals certainly look cool there in Green Bay. So, Pete, last thing for me, with knowing it's week two, it's the first Amazon Thursday night game of the year, what's the level of excitement among Packers fans for Washington coming to town for that primetime marquee matchup?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, it's one of the bigger games on the schedule, I would say. You know, Washington's obviously an up-and-coming team, and they've got an up-and-coming quarterback who had a great rookie year. And, you know, the expectations are high for the Packers this year too. So I think it's one of the bigger, more interesting games on the schedule. I know I'm really curious to see that matchup.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait. We'll see you there, Pete. Thanks for the time
Appreciate it, man. All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you, man.
Pete Daugherty, give him a follow at Pete Daugherty, D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y, columnist for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Here's what we're going to do. I want to get back to this Tush Push and just kind of discuss how the hell this landed here. Did Jeffrey Lurie just put together a masterclass of politics to turn this into, hey, man, why are you guys coming after us, rather than a play that may or may not be legal, or certainly wouldn't have been legal until a rule change in the early 2000s. This is really fascinating. And if you listen to that interview with Pete, he very much said, yeah, you know, the Packers put that in, but I'm pretty sure the league made them do it.
And I wouldn't be shocked if that happened.
Well, and if they did, how pissed off is Roger Goodell? Like how big of a thing is this?
Why didn't he do it instead of trying to put somebody up on the team out there?
Phones open, 800-636-1067. We're taking your calls the remainder of the program. Tush Push ain't going anywhere. You know what is coming right now, though? Summertime. It may not feel like it today, but by next week, it's going to be 85, and you're going to be wanting to sit outside. maybe a cold drink. Is your backyard ready? Offenbacher's can help you turn into the ultimate staycation spot during their Memorial Day sale going on right now. Dude, you can get up to 40% off beautiful, high-quality outdoor furniture that is perfect for lounging, relaxing, entertaining, whatever it is you want to do. I have Offenbacher's outdoor furniture, and it is fantastic. It's durable. It holds up well. It looks great. I would go check them out, especially getting 40% off. Damn. You want to go big? How about a hot tub? You get a G off. Or if you want to go real big, get the swim spa. The kids can play in it all summer, and they'll give you some peace. If you get a swim spa during Memorial Day weekend, $1,500 off instantly. Don't wait. The savings won't last long, and neither will the start of summer. Now's the time to get your backyard ready for a full season of fun, relaxation, and memories. Offenbacher's also has the cold plunges with the summer. If you work out, and then you get in a cold plunge sitting in your backyard, no better feeling. We did that last summer. It was fantastic. Four locations, Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, Rockville, or you can check them out at offenbachers.com. Offenbacher's is your backyard only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Better. Pretty major news in the NFL, and it's not often we're all surprised like this. I can't wait to hear. Eventually, we'll hear from Roger Goodell on this. Goodell seemed pretty clear that he wanted it gone. Mm-hmm. The NFL did not have the votes to ban the tush push. And we just talked to Pete Daugherty, who's a columnist for the Green Bay Press Gazette. So Green Bay proposed this rule. It was Green Bay's idea to ban the tush push. Mm-hmm. And at first, the language was hyper-specific, specifically about what Philly does. Then they decided to tweak that a little bit. This is Pete Daugherty talking about how he thinks Green Bay came to be the team to suggest banning the tush push.
Yeah, that could be. You know, I think that's a pretty good point. I do. My guess is the league is the one behind the actual written proposal. I strongly suspect the league gave them, hey, you know, word it like this. And so that might be a league mistake is more so than a Packers mistake. I could be wrong on that, but that's the sense I'm getting. I haven't, you know, looked real hard into asking people in the organization about it.
What do you think of that, B?
If that came out that easily, it's been discussed already with some folks. And I wouldn't be shocked if the league was behind it at all.
And does the league go to Green Bay because they don't have, like, an owner exactly? And it's just a little easier to try to...
Well, maybe Green Bay is a team that people might have given more credence to. But the whole thing of it is the league can solve the problem just by, when you look at the play, the way it's ran, and things like that, make the calls. You'll make them have to back up. Or they have to do something different.
Two things. My mind can be skeptical. I can't help but remember that Green Bay got the draft, so maybe they owed the NFL one because that's a whole bunch of cash coming into your city and your coffers.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, Maskey is now tweeting out. Mark Maskey, Washington Post, is in Minnesota, I'm sure. The owners are back in the meeting room for their privileged session with one owner per team plus family members. According to a source, there could be more talk about the tush push in that session. It's not clear what that would mean after the earlier failure to pass the ban.
Again, you got some people who are like, you know what? I don't want to be the one. And they probably voted, oh, I'm going to go with it. Instead of, I don't want to hear it. Listen, man, it's obvious they want it gone. Do it. They might be mad at you for a bit. Who cares?
They need two more votes.
Yeah.
Per Maskey, another source confirms the owners were expected to have further discussions about the tush push during the privileged session, but that's taking place now. But that source expressed doubt there would be a few extra votes picked up to ratify the proposed ban.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. This is fascinating to watch in kind of real time. I don't know how this is going to shake out, but it seems like there's, from very, very powerful people, billionaires, NFL commissioners, this seems to have a lot of people very surprised.
Yeah.
White Brian, we haven't heard from you. What do you think about them keeping the tush push, dude?
I think they made the right choice.
Why?
I mean, it's a play that everyone can do, and the Eagles just do it the best.
Let's go to our guy, Matt Stafford. What up, Matty? What do you think about the tush push?
Hey. What's up? The case I'm making is I can't give Philly fans any more ammunition for the rest of my life. I can't hear, they changed the rule for us. They're already insufferable enough. I can't handle that. So I'd rather just see it stick around until the productivity with it finally evens out with everyone else.
They definitely would. I think, all right, thanks for the call, Matt. Always appreciate you, buddy. Would Philly have said, oh, they had to change the rule just for us? That's how dominant our O-line is.
Who cares? Yes. Who cares? We got to stop worrying about what they're going to say. Because the rule needs to be changed because there's too many things being broken in the rule right now. Either they got to make the calls or they got to, I mean, the way it's ran, you're in the, like you stated this earlier, it's in the neutral zone, okay? So either we're going to have to change that up or do something. So if you're going to let them keep running like they're running, they have a very big advantage over everybody else. Because somebody else goes and running and they call offsides on them, what do you think happens? So they're going to say what they want to say.
What do you make of the Eagles' social media? And I know this, that like the social media team is not the front office, it's not the coaches.
They had that plan already.
Social media is about creating engagement. So when the news came out, the Eagles posted on their accounts, push on with the Eagles logo. And I don't think it's a coincidence
that they're playing against the Packers.
That they're playing against the Packers.
Hey, man, you got to. This is the game where everyone seems to really care about what somebody put in social media. And if that's going to affect them, take it that route. You know what I'm saying? Everybody right. does it. They hire a bunch of 20-something-year-olds and say, hey, go have a little fun.
Right.
But let us see it first.
Right. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. What do you think? The Tush Push is here to stay. Jonesy, what say you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all feeling, man?
We're good, look, brother.
This thing should have been banned. Do you know at one point in time we banned a play called the high five? That's not even a play, come to think of it. That's just somebody celebrating inside the end zone after scoring. But we can't do this Tush Push thing. So, you know, instead of me getting completely pissed off about this, I thought about it, and I put my little defensive armchair hat on here, you know, coach's hat, that is. How do we stop this thing? You know what? So I'm going with WWE on this thing. You know what? Maybe it's time to go, you know, rogue on this thing and target those pushers and pullers, because that's what this thing is possibly made up of, right? So consider that. Target the pushers and pullers to stop them from pulling that quarterback over the line or over.
Put that helmet in there and put that helmet in their rib cage. All right.
So. I already know. Yes,
sir. So. Thanks, Jonesy. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, fellas.
Jonesy grew up in the old school, dog. He was like, all right, you won't do it. I'm hurt somebody.
I mean, it's kind of similar to, I think it was Mark's call. It's like as soon as one of these quarterbacks takes a concussion on the play, they're going to redo everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you actually enforce neutral zone rules on that play pre-snap, I think that would make a significant impact right away. Let's go to Alex in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Here's the other thing. I'm cool. Here's the other thing that everyone's leaving out. I heard the other dudes talking about how Lugu came off the top, blah, 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 this and that. You guys are leaving out. The ref wanted to wrap up a gift for him, and they said they threatened Luvu and Washington. If he jumped over one more time, they were going to let him score. They were just going to give it to him. And the other thing is, I worked at a union job 10 years. I'm not going to say the name or whatever. So I know it's not Thursday, XB Mitch, you know, whatever, but I'm going to take a 2-for-1. So B Mitch, here's the thing. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If they're telling these players, like, safety, the helmet, da-da-da, this and that, blah-blah-blah, and one of them gets hurt, they can sue?
Nope.
I mean, they're doing what they're telling them to do.
You can't.
You know what I mean? And Kelsey is already claiming the center that he didn't like it, really, because he had all these bodies all over him and yada, yada.
You can't, but you can't sue it. In the NFL, that little whole deal where the employee cannot sue the employer. That's why a lot of times when you see the doctors come in and when they were going through that stuff, they tried to make the doctors like employees of the NFL and all that stuff. So, nah, you can't do that.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. All right. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, hey, dude. Appreciate you, Alex.
Unless they changed that rule, too. But that's how it used to be.
B. Mitchell Finley, 1067. Taking your calls on the Tush Push sticking around, man. This is pretty – it's not what I expected. Kurt is in Ashburn. Kurt. How surprised are you by the Tush Push sticking around?
Well, I'm not surprised, but that doesn't really mean anything. You know, what I believe precipitated all this was there used to be a day when they would actually sew a leather strap onto the back of a running back and pick him up and throw him over the line, just like B. Mitchell was talking about. Pick him up, throw him over the lines, and they realized this wasn't good, so they got rid of that. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's I can't say I know how you could defend against it, but I just don't like it. That's it, buddy. Thanks for my time.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you. He doesn't like it, B.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing? There was a strap on the back of a running back.
I don't know about that one, but I just know that
sounds like some 1920s.
Might have been before
helmet.
My time, but still, I just think if they have the right to run up behind a guy and push him. After his initial surge, you have a right to let your defensive lineman go with their initial surge, and then somebody come and just go airborne. Not before the snap like Frankie did, because you know he always starts to a side, and then he stops and he gets pushed. right when he's about to get pushed, you come in and you hit somebody. If they're going to make it to where you got to do extreme things to stop a play, damn if you do. Do whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I don't want to discredit how good Philly is at the play, because I think that's at the heart of a lot of this. And I think for all their bravado, Eagles fans are like, man, you can't stop the play, so you're trying to ban it. Like, I think part of that is true.
But I don't think what the offensive line does is what makes the play work. I think what the two running back and the tight end does at the end of the play makes it work. That's what I think works. So if their offensive line that good, then just line up and run the damn regular play then.
I think you got to enforce the neutral zone. And maybe that's on both sides because D linemen are violating it, but it's like the center, the entire play.
The center's head is right where the ball is.
Over it.
So how in the hell are you supposed to, as a defense, defend it? If you're allowing the center head to be across the ball, how am I in the neutral zone when he's in the neutral zone? What is the damn neutral zone, to be honest with you?
Right, like the entire concept of the neutral zone seems quite flawed, at least
I'm going
to
reach
play.
Out to one of my buddies next to him. I know he's a referee at the NFL.
Yeah.
Ask him, how are you all going to call this play when the offensive linemen are in the neutral zone?
And they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you do with the tush push. I really don't. I do know what you should do if you need a new garage door, or just your garage door could use some maintenance, some repairs. Hit up my boys at Door Pro America. There's no need to stress. The door guys at Door Pro America will take great care of you. At my house, they got me a new LiftMaster garage door with the MyQ app. You can open and close your garage door from anywhere. I've done it live on the radio when I forgot to do it. The MyQ technology, or maybe you just need some of your springs repaired, replaced. Whatever it is, these guys are going to increase the curb appeal on your home. And if you think of it as an investment, the ROI on that curb appeal, dude, you're talking significant, significant gains. If you're looking to sell your house, honestly, you should look at a new garage door before you do it, because it's going to make back the money probably two or threefold. They're based locally. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. Their team can do it all. Get you a new garage door. They can do maintenance. They can do repairs. Whatever it is, they got you. Call today and you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you, or you can check them out online at Door Pro America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The addiction is strong in this room. I told my wife last night how proud I was that I didn't have any Fritos yesterday. And now I smell them. B went got a bag.
I don't know, man.
I can't resist if you're handing them.
They're putting something on those things, man.
Yo, they're crazy. They're crazy. What else is crazy? I'm surprised.
Any sales people listening? You should get me and JP a deal with Fritos.
Seriously, man. We love these things. These ones specifically. I'm pretty damn surprised that the Tush Push did not get banned. A lot of folks are reacting all over the country. Philly's acting like they won another Super Bowl. Brian is in Chicago. Brian, you surprised the Tush Push is sticking around?
Hey, guys. First-time caller here.
Well, thanks for calling,
no,
man.
I'm not surprised. I think, you know, if they want to keep it around, that's fine. It's a play that, you know, has worked for them. That's good and fine. But I think they need to give the defense, if they're going to keep it, they need to give the defense more options to defend it. They need to be able to push back. They need to be able to line up back-to-back and push each other into it if they're going to keep it around. Because otherwise, it is kind of an unfair advantage. Thanks for having my call, guys. Thank you.
Man.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, man. What's funny is
I'm still wondering why they went back in the room. I'm still wondering why that happened. I am more surprised based off of, I'm not surprised that it didn't go, because I know how people always lie about what they voting on. Then they go inside and they vote on whatever the hell they want to vote on. I'm more surprised that they went back in the room.
Well, and it's important to keep in mind, this is a privately held entity. There is no like shareholders that can demand action. There is like nobody's voted into this. You know what I mean? Like they can do what they want. They can vote on it once and then be like, yo, we got to vote on this again and then ban it. Roger Goodell could be like, fellas, let's get back in here and talk about this one more time. A million things could happen here. The fact, if you want to celebrate 22 voted against it, 10 voted for it to stay, and that's enough to keep it, okay. But that also means all they have to do is convince two other teams. And then they can just re-vote it. Yo, they could have another meeting next week. It's not scheduled, but they could do it. They could do whatever they want. There's no like governing body here. That's a very interesting subplot of them going back in.
Yeah. I'm more surprised about that.
What's more interesting, them going back in or whatever Jason Kelce's role in all this was?
Well, I think Jason Kelce was in the middle of it. And there was that rumor out there about him being injured on it and stuff like that. Then again, people change their minds when certain things happen. So he goes in and he said, no, that had nothing to do with it. Probably not. But it could have. But he had so many injuries, you probably can't point when the one happened or when one didn't happen. But I just think that going back in the room is I think getting everybody you can to promote your case and try to explain your reason for wanting to keep it, who's best, but the guy who was in the middle of it the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know that is bizarre to have a former player in there like that. It sure stands out to
me. They're owners. They can have who they want in there.
Of course. I'm just saying, I don't know that there's historic precedence of another time a former player came in to address the owners before they vote on
but
a
But what
a
is,
rule.
Like when you go for the character witness aspect and stuff like that, what is the most, who's the most important part to talk about it than the center?
So Schefter reported that some of the teams, and we know there were 10, so there was more than this, but he's saying teams that sided with the Eagles include the Ravens, Patriots, Jets, and Lions. I'm trying to think of like some constant among those four.
Ravens, defense in mind.
Yeah.
Patriots, defense in mind.
Yeah.
Lions, offense in mind, but crazy as hell.
Right.
Who else?
Aaron Glenn, Jets, defensive guy.
Defense in mind.
Wouldn't you think the defensive guys want it out?
They feel they can figure out a way. They're all friends, bro.
Sure. That I'm more wondering if it's like John Harbaugh cares about Jeff Lurie because Harbaugh was in Philly for so long.
Yeah.
I don't know what Vrabel's ties would be. I don't know. Maybe the Jets. Maybe just like Robert Kraft, Jeff Lurie, and Woody Johnson are all tight.
Could be.
You know, because this is ownership. There's also a weird like geographic proximity thing. Philly, Baltimore, New England, New York, all voting together. I don't know that we're going to get this information. How do you think Josh Harris voted?
Block it. Get it out of there.
I think Harris would have voted to ban it.
Yeah.
But I think it was very smart and very intentional that throughout the league meetings in March in Florida, when this was the top topic, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn had some on-the-record media availabilities, and all they said was, we got to figure out a way to stop it. Mm-hmm. They offered zero opinion on the should
Everybody
or should not.
Everybody has publicly stated that. But I think ultimately, the league, if you truly care about the league and not this or that, and sometimes you got to do stuff that's going to piss people off. We're going to call neutral zone infractions on offense. And we're going back to no pushing. Because if we can't, I don't allow the defense to do it against a field goal right now. I'm not going to allow you to do it against defenses. They have already made this league into pro offense. Okay? And I'm not going to continue with it. We're going to have to make it as – that's the only one play where we're going to make it level. So every time the center snaps the ball on a regular play, the ball is out in front of him and his head is behind it. Why on that play he's allowed to lean forward with his head past the ball?
Every rule in football is designed for the defense's advantage. Maybe it's time you even that up.
You mean the offense's advantage?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, it is – maybe that's what the – like, maybe Goodell called them all back in. He said, look, you guys don't want to ban it. That's fine. But we're going to start refereeing this play. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get ugly and annoying. Think about how the NFL opened last year, Ravens Chiefs Thursday Nighter, and they decided they were going to call when a tackle moves his outside leg on the mm-hmm. right side or the left side. And they called it four straight times.
How about last year, the illegal man downfield?
Sure.
Guys were a half a yard being called. And it usually you have to be a yard or two past it. They were calling it when they were just a step. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
All right, nobody go anywhere. It is Bemich and Finley. Eventually, we got to talk some Nats. They've won four in a row. Maybe the bullpen has turned a corner. And Dylan Cruz news. Big news of the day. Tush Push ain't going anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.